begin to have to baptize yourself under self-pity because of your circumstances. What he called the wilderness, the dry spell. And then do not despise correction. Don't run away from correction. Praise the Lord Jesus. When I asked him, when I told him that his destiny, the path to his destiny was in Lira, that's what I saw in the spirit. And I don't, you know me, I don't deliver words full of sugar. I deliver it as the Lord shows me. Praise the Lord. But if I was to be partial and to be selfish, he was one of the sons that I had raised who were an excellent crop. Excellent. And definitely I would have wanted him around me to serve me. That would have been selfishness. And I think I mentioned that issue last week here to someone else. That I don't want to be selfish. It doesn't benefit me anything. I'll tell you exactly what the Lord has sent me to tell you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And he made a very, very powerful point about not wasting your pain. Don't waste your pain. Child of God, it's when you are in a place of pain, that is not the time for you to start shedding tears. You need to outgrow shedding tears. You just need to outgrow it. Praise the Lord. The Lord Almighty has certain solid food that he has prepared for you. But he says in the scriptures that solid food is for those who are mature of age. Right? Now, he has certain solid things that he wants for you. But until you show yourself mature of age, you remain partaking of baby's milk. And you will think that that's all there is in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So you need to come to a place where you outgrow certain things. You just need to outgrow them. Praise the Lord Jesus. And that's the issue where you, actually then the Lord sees you and then they know that he knows that, you know, you have proved yourself a workman who is faithful. Who will not make himself ashamed, but also will not make the Lord ashamed. Then he will deliver to you solid food. Hallelujah. Part of that is, I love something that he said, and he didn't dwell on it. How he spent about 1 year, I think 1 year and 4 months, without a job, and then he's getting these things. But do you realize that now he gets something that is greater than a job? By the way, we've worked together. Almost all these things on phone, you know, he keeps in touch even when he's away. You know, he keeps in touch and, you know, which is very, very beautiful. Hallelujah. He makes the deliberate choice. Praise the Lord. He makes the deliberate choice to keep in touch, to keep connected. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, he comes to that place where you are moving from 1 year and 4 months where you don't have a job and you have been used to a very different lifestyle, to a place where the Lord gives him to become a country director. He just was very, very humble to tell you that the branch in Uganda is going to be the first one they are seeding in Africa. It's the first one they are seeding in Africa. You can imagine. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate God for that. I remember what we talked about when I told you that, which I will not mention here. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But then, with that grace, he is at a place of maturity where he knows, through all that I have gone through all these years, and I have learned certain things and certain values, whereby I understand that even when the Lord has given me this opportunity, the purpose is not to enrich myself. That has been left at childish level, childlike level. Paul said that when I was a child, I behaved as a child. To the level now where he understands that this is a very great opportunity, and it is a great opportunity. Praise the Lord Jesus. But then he's talking to you about something which is, I'm sure he's more proud about, because some of you don't know Christ for all nations, which is very strange. This is one of the greatest evangelistic ministries the world has ever had. I know you are used to mainly the likes of Benny Hinn and that. Now, this one, Daniel Kolenda, I think was the originator. Daniel Kolenda? Reinhard Bonnke is the one who started it, yes. And now Daniel Kolenda is the one who is now running it. Reinhard Bonnke is a great name. One of those names you will find in God's generals. That's a great name. Praise the Lord. Now to think that that ministry comes to Uganda, and then because my son has organized himself and submitted to the chastisement of the Lord, then the Lord says, okay, you are now no longer a babe. You are now mature enough to be, you will not embarrass me. He sends him among the 120. And then it reminded me of, what is his name? Daniel. You remember Daniel? When the king also selected about 120 presidents. And then even among the 120, there was a number selected, and Daniel was among them. And even among those, he was head of them. You understand? So you have the 120, then you have, the 20 selected, and he's one of them. Then you, of the 20, you have the 3, and he's one of them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are talking about the tip of the iceberg, but I want you to study what actually that tip of the iceberg is standing on. What is the base that God has used to build this? Because you see, this is what profits you. I mentioned here, I think it was last year. This year seems to have been long enough for me to have forgotten. But I think it was last year. I mentioned that you don't have all the time in the world to serve God. Was it last year but one? It's not possible. When I mentioned 25 years, then 50 years, it's not last year but one. The word does not seem that old. Seems that either last, was it this year? This year? First service of this year? Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have all the time in the world. Now, that means you need to organize yourself. You need to be within your destiny. You can imagine, my son is prophetic here. The exercises, the spiritual exercises I gave them when they were under my tutelage, you would not believe it. But they were tough ones. Hallelujah. To prepare them. Praise the Lord Jesus. Tough ones. He's a prophet there. Praise the Lord Jesus. He remembers some of the things I would tell them. One time I said, I'm not going to stop the rain. 1, 2, 3, stop it. And I moved. And I expected what? Results. Hallelujah. Many other things. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm saying that he comes to a place where he's identified by a leading, great and glorious evangelistic, soul-winning ministry. Christ for all nations. And then in that place, he knows that he's not there to earn a living. The fact that he has been chosen is glory sufficient. You understand? And yet there are people, because they have entered, they still carry around with themselves childlike minds. They assume they have not outgrown certain things. Childishness. Praise the Lord. Do not be among those. I'll end with this point that he made at the very beginning when he talked about service. Service. Guys, serve. We're here praying, and the Lord, I had a brief internal conversation with the Father. And then he reminded me of that scripture, which was very, very beautiful, the way he brought it. He said that, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all I don't know whether it says your mind, but his focus was with all your strength. That was his focus. And he was talking about serving the Lord with all your strength. And he said to me something very, very powerful. We were here praying earlier, and he said it to me very powerfully. And he said, why do people want to serve me? Ngabalekayo. I don't know how to put that. Ngabakekereza. Withholding, eh? Come, let me serve him 20%. The other percentage, I'll serve him tomorrow. Why are you withholding when he says, serve him with all your strength? Praise the Lord Jesus. Is it there somewhere? And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. With all thy strength. Now, it's interesting. The Lord was focusing on this, eh? But late last night, he was telling me about the first part. Now I'm just seeing that, oh, okay, this is strange. Those of you who have had time to look at what I posted on WhatsApp just this afternoon, you will find that actually this scripture is there, although from Matthew. Praise the Lord Jesus. But here he's saying to serve him with all thy strength. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because guess what? Eh? You only get one chance to serve the Lord. You only have one lifetime. And you had better use it to serve the Lord. What will happen when you are aged and you no longer have the strength within you? And then you look back and you give the things that you served, leave that scripture on, the things that you served with all thy strength, they have all evaporated. They have been gnawed and devoured by time. The merciless devourer. Hallelujah. But there are things that cannot be devoured by time. The service of the Lord. Hallelujah. It cannot be devoured by time. Serve the Lord. And I like something he said. Bruno has incredible skills and exposure. Very many. But to think he went to Lira and the only opportunity, the first opportunities were to lift things. Not to find a place of glory and force himself there. And when I knew that this of a truth is a son. This is actually my son. Because a son must be like his father. There is glory that I have had. And when people, and I'm going to talk about certain things because the Lord has told me to talk about them. And then, you know, people want get shocked that I have not insisted on that glory. Praise the Lord. Because there are times where you don't need to insist on it. Let the Lord lift, be the lifter up of your head. Don't promote yourself. It's not that, that's not how lasting fruit that remains. That's not how it's produced. Praise the Lord. Self-promotion, fighting, you know, manipulation. That's not how fruit that remains is produced. Hallelujah. You want fruit that remains? Serve the Lord. Serve. Look for service. Praise the Lord. There's a time we were discussing with my leaders about whether we should pay a certain minister at that time, about 2 years back. And we had this conversation back and forth. And because it's important to have these conversations. And it came to the point, and I think we had this came out. The moment you are paying someone for service, you have actually stripped the glory of service away from them. And yet the glory of service is greater than what you are going to give them in cash. Praise the Lord. So we are like, you know what? If they want to retain the glory of service, they ought to have maturity enough to understand. Praise the Lord. There is this ministry is not poor. We are not poor. We have never been poor. From beginning to the end, we've never been poor. Praise the Lord Jesus. You won't believe what people what glory we shine when we are on this hill. And what it draws into my phone. So people are there saying, now prophet, why does a Temple Mount do something like you? I'm like, no, you wait. Hallelujah. So when I'm telling you this, I want you to understand it's not from a place of lack. It's from a place of what will benefit you more. Praise the Lord Jesus. What will benefit the minister more? Serve the Lord with all thy strength. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can I tell you something? I don't think I've said this. I've never said this here before. But let me say it here. I said it first in, what is this place that we were in last weekend? By the way, thank you, those of you who prayed for us and sent us. I think to Nikao. I think at least I know one person. I don't know whether there are others. Let's appreciate them, those who are able to commission us to go to Nikao. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful, powerful engagement. More than I had anticipated. Praise the Lord Jesus. Timothy and Charles will tell the testimony probably another time. So, I've forgotten how I ended up there. What was I talking about? I've forgotten. Oh, something I've never said, which I said in Nikao. I said, and I'm going to say it here to you. I have been in the prophetic ministry for close to 20 years. I don't look it. And I'm not supposed, thank you, I'm not supposed to look it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But if you look at what God has done, you can see where the 20 years are. Praise the Lord. They are not in gray hair. For us, for me, I don't know gray hair. My DNA, we rejected it, we refused it. It's not there. It's just not there. It was abolished. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. But when you look at what God is doing, you will see the 20 years. They are not in my gray hair. They're because you won't see anything there. Praise the Lord Jesus. Over those are 20 years just in the prophetic ministry. If I'm to look at the years that I've been serving the Lord, even before the prophetic ministry, they are much more than that. They are almost 30 years. Almost. Not 30. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. They are approaching 30. Praise the Lord Jesus. So what I'm saying is there are things I have learned along the way and I have observed. And one key thing I have observed, when we were in high school, we used to have very many. By the way, my son Bruno, the same way you came to me and asked, you had the sense to ask for where the path of your destiny lies. And I gave you the prophetic word. Some of your friends who looked like they had more promise, they didn't have that sense. But they came at least 2-3 years later, I think, when they saw you profiting. They eventually came around. And one of them, I remember what I told them, and they didn't follow up. When I told them, your path is this direction. Like Prophet Jonah, he went the opposite direction. Now they are suffering beheading. They are suffering beheading. Praise the Lord Jesus. What I have seen in about 30 years of ministry, okay, let us say 25 years of ministry, I have seen that if you want to go, the people who have always gone further for the Lord are not the most bright, they are not the greatest geniuses, they are not even the most gifted. I'm talking about, what are these things called? Skills. They are not the most skilled. They are not even the most anointed. They are those who serve. That's all I have seen time and time again, those who serve. The Lord, I was wondering the other day, Lord, why do you say in your scriptures that the eye of the Lord runs to and fro, looking for a man? And then there's another place you say that you are looking for someone to stand in the gap and you found nobody. And I said, the Lord, these two statements, they contradict the fact that you told Elijah that you have a serve who have not bowed their knee. And the Lord answered me and said, in every generation is different. In Elijah's generation, that 7,000 was there who were ready to serve me. But there are generations where I need someone to serve me, and of all the population of the earth, no one has yielded themselves. And then I have to look through thousands, looking for a person who has yielded themselves. Service. The Lord is looking for people. I like that the prayer he made. The Lord has been looking for instance, people who will judge the earth. And he called them the firstborn. This firstborn grace has the capacity, like my son, to propel you to the forefront. Amen. To the forefront. Hallelujah. That's why I challenge you sometimes here. Sometimes, not all times. Sometimes I challenge you to dream wild dreams, to dream big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I challenge you to dream big, and then we go for those big things. It's because the anointing here is capable of producing it. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. The prophecy updates we are dealing with, these are spiritual evidence to anyone who cares. And maybe I'll connect that to something else. Because today was supposed to be Horse Riders Assembly. It is still Horse Riders Assembly. And the Lord is charging us. Praise the Lord Jesus. But probably we shall have session 3. Now I see why the Lord insisted that they should always have be 3. There is a tradition. Hallelujah. But there's something the Lord placed on my heart. And I've been wondering whether I should go into Horse Riders Assembly or obey the Rhema word. And as a prophet, Rhema is very, very critical. Hallelujah. God is looking for people to serve. He has left you a very, very big challenge, which I have always mentioned here. Where are the souls you are supposed to produce? Praise the Lord Jesus. It's a big challenge. And maybe let me connect that to something that the Lord said shortly before you came. You are indeed a prophet. Praise the Lord Jesus. I've never doubted, of course, because I am the one who birthed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are things he was saying that he was leading here in the beginning. I think Charles was here as well as James. I don't remember who was here earlier on. Yes, then Enoch joined us here. I don't remember whether... Chris was here. That's the one I was looking for. So there are things that he was mentioning here that dropped on his heart, and he kept on saying that's the prophetic glow. Grace. And it came, you are able now to receive it because of what you activated. You know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So now that's why that is able to happen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So the Lord began to tell him about certain things about not neglecting the call of the firstborn birthright, of the season. Hallelujah. And basically, that's what he has been saying. And he made a very, very important statement, which is exactly what he said. He said that, Charles, before Bruno came in, he said, may you be found. And I think at that time, we were only two at that moment. Only me and James were the only ones. Okay, I had called in my angels just to make sure that they're around. We don't take things for granted. Hallelujah. So anyhow, so we are here, two human beings, one leader of service and a pack of angels. And he said that, are you about your father's business? And that is exactly what Bruno has left you with, prophetically. And you see, when I came here and I was praying, there's some direction I wanted to go to, definitely. Because I planned for these things. And then the anointing, I give room for the anointing. Hallelujah. And the anointing began to, as I said, say certain things. And then I was like, okay, now how do I join these things? They are totally different. You know? But now through his testimony, I've been able to discern that is actually what the Lord wants to say. Let's appreciate God for that. So, I will share this with you. You know, I'm a man of literature, just like he knows. I'm not a man of literature like Timothy. Definitely. That glory, I'm not so sure. But I'm a man of literature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I like to name some of these things. The scripture says, and I want us to listen to this very, very carefully. Right? When we did our 100 days, and I'm not going to teach, I'm exhorting you, because that's what God is moving, right? And I want you to pick this. I remember the Lord told you that, I remember we stood here, and we said, we've never gone down this road. You remember us saying that? And then we said, there are a few things that we see that the Lord wants to accomplish, but the majority of what he wants to accomplish through us going down this road has not been shown. But since this is the road, the end must be glorious. You remember us mentioning those words? And then I told the leaders separately that one of the things I've begun to discern of what he wants to do after the prayer move, we did a prayer move here, I told the leaders about souls. I will not tell the details because that is the privilege of the leaders. But let me mention it, because he has been mentioning numbers. The 5,000. Praise the Lord Jesus. And see how he went about it. He just mentioned the name, the number. And then the Lord drew them to him. Praise the Lord. You cannot sit on your anointing forever, child of God. You need to learn how to do certain things. Praise the Lord Jesus. You just need to learn how to do certain things. And he said, Charles, again, that a lot has been equipped for you, child of God. So much. And the groan on the heart of the Lord. I know he felt the groan. Because being prophetic, I can tell prophetic signals. But he felt the groan when he was here, standing. But the groan that you felt, am I right? The groan on God's heart was that so much has been deposited in you, child of God. And much has been neglected. Not much has been put to use. With all thy strength, so much equipping God has given you. Serve him with all thy strength. You got that? It's okay. It's okay. Very true.
I'll give an example. When I gave the youth this vision that we need to go into the schools, we didn't have money. Now, every week we spent 200,000. Every week.
Yep.
And most times they leave me with debts.
Because you are the leader.
And every time, and even when I was not working, debts would be made sometimes 100,000, sometimes 40. And every time God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Another one is, you know, there are times when, okay, this prophet is standing here, I'm seated. Another time, you know, when we set the numbers, I said 20,000, and I surprise you that I'm ready at 25,000.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
And I have another ministry to go for in South Africa.
We are just in the middle of the year.
With the youth ministry, we are already in 2,000 and 2,300.
Hallelujah. Let's appreciate God for that. Hallelujah. Very true. Very, very true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? What did, you know, they said those numbers. Was it 5,000 for the youth? After the 1,000. Hallelujah. And then for him privately, he said, for me, Lord, I want even more. Five times. Was it five times? About five times that, more than that? 50 times? Four times. Four times more than that. Praise the Lord Jesus. I asked you and I challenged you at the beginning of the year. And I tell you that the anointing God has graced me with is not just for you. If you have watched those prophecy updates, you would know. You were there at that hotel. What was that? Infinity? Infinity. When people were not receiving. And I told you that, okay. People are not receiving. Let me speak to the principalities. Hallelujah. Because they are also in attendance. They were at that time. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Guys, I told you and I challenged you and I pleaded with you at least 2-3 times that this year determine to at least, there are certain things that should be different. You remember me mentioning that? That determine certain things and be very specific that they should be different about your walk with the Lord. I was in Kampala speaking, and my son, wherever he was, had it and set targets. 5,000 souls, 20,000 souls, and there you are. Hallelujah. The ones who speak their spirit and their life. The Lord once has shown us 5,000 for starters. The 5,000, do you know where they are? Do you know where they are? I wish, Father, that we had a mirror here. Guess where they are, the 5,000 souls? For 5 points? They are in the mirror. They are in you. In you. All the equipping we are doing is for you. He mentioned a very powerful point. The prophet is not called to announce himself. Hallelujah. But let me say this, because you need to understand this. This exhortation. You remember the scriptures talking about no man lights a lamp. You are the light of the world. The city set on the on the hill cannot be... give us Matthew chapter 5, about 16. Sorry? 13? Okay, let's get there very fast. Okay. Let your light so shine before me. Okay, go find me the place where it says that no man lights a lamp and hides it under a bushel. 13. Hallelujah. This is the month of the vision. And my son has just told you that without a vision, the people perish. Look at this. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost... interesting, the scripture, I've never realized it says have. So basically they have used plural for salt, which we usually use as a singular. Okay, if the salt, which is people, have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. 14. You are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. That's verse 15 that I'm looking for. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Leave that one there. Listen, the reason why some people are not moving, actually many are not moving where they ought to move, is because, listen, hallelujah. God has lit a lamp in your midst. God has lit a lamp in your midst. The lamp is talking. What have some people done? They have hid it under. They have hid it under a bushel. And the Lord showed me something very strange, which in the brief time we were here praying before the Lord, he referred to as a tale of two harlots. A tale of two harlots. I've never heard of it. It was incredible. You've heard of A Tale of Two Cities, which is a book, a novel by Charles Dickens. But now the Lord was talking about A Tale of Two Harlots. He said that Rahab, the harlot, an ancestor of Jesus, when God sent them, was it Joshua and Caleb? The spies. What did Rahab do? These people were, Rahab was located in Jericho. Right? Rahab got the spies and hid them. Right? What happened? The scripture tells us it saved her. Right? The Lord is saying that Joshua, you know, is Jesus. These were saviors that God sent so that whosoever receives them should be saved. Rahab got that lamp and hid it. And that is why everybody, man, woman, child in Jericho was slain and destroyed. Because Rahab, the harlot, did not share. She hid the Savior. Rahab, the harlot. And then the Lord said something to me. Now, this is what we're happening. Eh? God sends you the light in your generation, and then you are secret. There are people, this is a shaming to say, there are people who are afraid to even declare that the man is a prophet. And they are here. Of course, I'm not looking at them. Praise the Lord Jesus. But they are here. Hallelujah. When they are out there, they say, there's someone there. They fear to declare there's a prophet there. With all the evidence God has given them that what I have lit in your midst is a light, that is hiding the light with a bushel. A light that can save many. People are hiding with a bushel. That is the tale of the first harlot. Do you know the second harlot that the Lord revealed to me? It was so shocking. It was incredibly shocking. The Samaritan woman. The Lord Jesus goes to the Samaritan woman, and then in this encounter, the Samaritan woman recognizes that this is the Messiah. You remember we've preached that about that? What was her response? To hide the Messiah so that she doesn't tell anyone that I have found Messiah? Was she embarrassed about having discovered the Messiah? Remember, this was a Messiah who was even not in her tribe. This was a Messiah who was a Jew. She was a Samaritan. Samaritans and Jews are not supposed to mix or interact. The scripture says that she left her business at the well. She left her pot at the well. Echamutwalayo yachidekao. She realized basically that biendi mubya achito. And there, in that moment of revelation, she realized that she proved herself to God that now she's ready for food for the mature. Meat. She discovered my purpose is not fetching water. She ran very fast back to Samaria where she had come. This is another harlot. Where she already had a bad reputation. Some of you, I don't understand. Eh? This is a harlot. Like the other one. Had a bad reputation. She's at the well to hide. Then she realizes, wait a minute. What I've just discovered, destiny is bigger than my reputation, bigger than my shame. And she runs to the very people who despise her and discover, shows them the light. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Reveals the light. And the scripture says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for that saying of the woman. Hallelujah. A tale of two harlots. How did they respond to the light? Are you the one who is embarrassed with all the evidence we have? Some of you, you need to get an opportunity to actually move with me when I'm invited out there. When we were invited to Nekao, you cannot believe the wonders we see out there. I know some of you, sometimes you are not able to. But, okay, there are those, I think you came with us to Spirit and Word. The wonders you saw. Praise the Lord. And then you see how people actually respond to the light. All these signs, the Lord said certain things. And there were even, I was like, okay, I received them because I have to receive. But now delivering them, it's not very easy. But let me deliver them because that's what the Lord has said. Luke 9:27. Hallelujah. Luke 9:27, very dangerous scripture. Very dangerous scripture. Scripture says in Luke 9:27, hallelujah. Praise King Jesus. Okay, firstborn. He says here, is that 9:27 that I wrote? No, I'm having a wrong one. Find me the place in Luke which talks about if you are ashamed of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have the wrong one. This is not the one. Praise the Lord Jesus. There are people who have seen this grace for just the very first time and they want to keep it. Praise the Lord. They want to hold on to it. Praise the Lord. 9:26, eh? Okay. How did I end up in 27? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words. I love that my son Bruno has said, Bruno, are you, I know the answer, but just checking so that they remember this. Are you ordained as yet? Are you a pastor in your church? There are people who are waiting. Mukama nefuko msumba. Bienzito kukorela mukama. Toja bikiriza. You are waiting to be ordained. Hallelujah. You are busy here, you know, threatening God with the great things you are going to do. Why don't you start now? Praise the Lord. Do you know some of us, as I've said, we were serving years, actually not years, decades before the Lord ushered us into our call, but we were serving. And that's why he started when he was saying, Nja kugenda, nkolele nja kugenda, nkolele nja kugenda, nkolele mukama. Nja kugenda, nkolele nja kugenda, nkolele nja kugenda, nkolele mukama. Praise the Lord Jesus. You don't wait for to be ordained. To be ordained. Hallelujah. Before this ministry was established, me, I was busy ministering places where even some Pentecostal preachers were not permitted to stand. They would open their doors, these churches, Anglican churches, open their doors for the prophet before Temple Mount, and you are waiting for Mukama Nange Ndoza Wantandike Waka Antukang. You are thinking it is can't, eh? Praise the Lord Jesus. May the Lord deliver you. And that swiftly. And that is a prayer of mercy. Scripture says here, and this is what causes people to hide the light, eh? Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. He's saying that if you are ashamed to declare that I am the Savior, that's what he's saying. the glory of salvation, which is on my life, that's what he's saying, will also be ashamed of you, and therefore it will avoid you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This is what he's saying. When he shall come in his own glory, that is the full expression of the grace, and in his Father's glory, the one who sent him, and of the holy angels. The glory cannot help you. He said something very powerful, and I hope you picked it. The anointing, can you repeat that? The anointing that you honor, no, you recognize. Although the phrase here we use is honor, but he said recognize. Something like that? That you serve. The anointing that you serve will elevate you. Hallelujah. The reason that why the Lord sends the anointing in the earth is for men. It is for you. The anointing is not sent for me. Hallelujah. It's sent for you. That's why the scripture says, don't turn there, but you can write it down, that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some on and on. He gave the anointed ones to you for your promotion. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Now, those who are ashamed of me, now I'm talking about me. This is a spiritual principle. There are people who are ashamed. Munange, he's a great man. You know, there are people who are ready to, this Samaritan woman, the second harlot we have just read, you know, she actually said, but I perceive that you are a rabbi. Then Jesus continued speaking to her and she got a revelation. First, she perceived he was a Jew after the flesh. Then I perceive that you are a rabbi. After that, I perceive that you are a great man, a great teacher. Then after that, are you a prophet? You see the levels of revelation and realization. Until Jesus says something, and then she's like, this is not a prophet. This is greater than a prophet. This is the Christ, and runs off. Hallelujah. Do you think that when she went into that city, she was saying that, guys, I have met a Jew? They would have beaten her to death. What are you doing as a Samaritan, even engaging with a Jew, and you are a harlot? On top of your crimes, you have added other crimes. You understand? Hallelujah. But she goes and testifies the glory that God lit and revealed to her. His full glory. I have met Messiah. Praise the Lord Jesus. The anointing of Messiah is what saves. And that's why these people came and were drawn to Messiah. And they were saved. Praise the Lord Jesus. Child of God, firstborn, dear firstborn who is here. Because there are very many firstborn who are being gathered around the world. I went to Nikao the other day. And what I saw was different from what I saw the first time I was invited. This time I saw actually a gathering. Some people's hearts were being shaped. You saw even the kind of word also that was going. Many things were happening. And you could see there's a firstborn thing here working. Hallelujah. But this is what the scripture says. If you are ashamed of me as a prophet and my words, what will happen? The anointing that God has given to elevate and promote you will also begin to be ashamed of you. And my Father's glory, which I have demonstrated to you, will also become ashamed of you. And the strange thing is, and this is for me, saddens me. I would not have wanted to say this, but the Lord has said that we need to do an exhortation today. The holy angels. We studied here about angels. So I'm not just talking about the angels, ministering spirits. You know the entire breadth that I'm talking about. If on first I was able to address, for instance, principalities, so you know anything between principalities and angels. If we are able to address thrones and powers, we've done this before your own eyes, addressing powers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. All those who are available for you begin to be ashamed. Why? Because, and I said this many times, the Lord wanted to save that lady. She just could not get it out of her mind that this is a prophet. She couldn't get it out of. So what she kept on saying was, "Pastor, pastor, pastor." And I was very kind because, you know, for me, I'm not seeking my own. Some people think that we are to know nyabitiwa. Guys, eh? Muba no nyabitiwa. Sisembililao. I was born with bitiwa. Ndimula angida. That is my blood. Nine bitiwa. It was born. So si ina chisiwa chila mtu sasa wa kunyonge lako. Sino nyabitiwa bidala. Hallelujah. No one has given me bitiwa that is anything. Sine tuno nyabitiwa. Praise the Lord. But until then, I helped this lady in silence until the Lord said, you know what? Beyond this level, the anointing that she's connecting with cannot help her. You have helped her as far as the pastor in you can help her. Beyond this level, she must recognize that she's dealing with a prophet. And she just somehow could not bring herself to it. Just last month, she sent me a message. Those were years back, way before COVID. She sent me a message and she was like, "Ah, now I want to come and see you. Now, which day are you free?" I was like, "You know what? Those things have changed. We don't have that anymore. But you are welcome for fellowship." I will not say what happened because the leaders know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. An anointing that has graced others. It begins to become. You know that song we love to sing? We've never sung it here. So, but you know it. Eh? They love to sing it. "Pass me not, gentle Savior," or something like that. "Tom Peter anga homu kama ya mulokozi." Praise the Lord. You imagine the grace of the light of the prophetic that God has sent. Is busy visiting different people and promoting them. And then somehow it comes to someone's household and it passes over them. Why? Because they are ashamed. Because they are? Say not my portion. Hallelujah. I want to end this message. Matthew 11, 23. Praise the Lord Jesus. Matthew 11, 23. Hallelujah. Greatness does not begin when you are ordained. It begins when you obey. When you obey. Hallelujah. Greatness does not begin when you are ordained. It begins when you obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to read from Matthew chapter 11. Verse 23, I think. Praise the Lord Jesus. Okay, let's read from verse 20 actually. This is an exhortation message. It's not a regular teaching. And we are in the month of vision. Within the year of the God whose name is Wonder. And therefore the year when we should expect wonders. You cannot get certain wonders without having certain types of vision. And God is aligning you to that. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is part of the vision. Verse 20. "Then began he to," that's Jesus, "to upbraid or rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not." Repentance is to change your heart, the state of your heart. It's not to admit to wrong. You can admit to wrong and tomorrow you continue doing it. Those of you who have raised children, you know that. They'll admit to wrong if you corner them well enough. But the next moment they will continue with what they have done. That's how children behave. And sometimes, unfortunately, also many adults, especially in the church, behave the same way. Repentance is to change the state of your heart. In other words, let's read on. Verse 21. He said, "Woe unto you, Chorazin. Woe unto you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Verse 23. And you, Capernaum, which is exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down unto Hades. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. What is Jesus telling us here? He's saying that even in the judgment, there are grades. And to Jesus, what he's saying is, judgment, the weight of judgment is based on how much light you reject. You get it? How much light you reject. Sodom's judgment would be lighter because what was the light in Sodom? Lot. And he didn't do much preaching. But well, they were still judged for that. Because Lot, like the first harlot, hid the light. Right? Then Capernaum is sent the Lord of Lights himself, Jesus. With the works that Jesus did, they are done in Capernaum. And Capernaum rejects Jesus, the Lord of Light, the light of the world. So you see that they have rejected the greater light. And that's why he's saying it's more tolerable for Sodom than for thee. Praise the Lord. Let me bring it to home here. Child of God, this one I really felt it when the Lord showed it to me. You know, the Lord does not, he knows. And if you've prophesied before, you know. When God is speaking, there are times where he speaks and you can actually see. It's like a commentary. Yeah? You actually see what he's seeing. You see through his eyes as he's talking. And sometimes he actually shows you, he also gives you a feel of his heart. So you are feeling how he's feeling and you are seeing what he is seeing among people as his message is coming. So when they say the word of the Lord came, don't just say that, don't think that just a chigambo chichaja. The message comes in a very huge, intense package. Praise the Lord. So what was I seeing that the Lord was communicating when he sent this scripture? He said, he showed me certain things. And I was like, Firstborn, there are certain mighty works that have been done in your midst. Right? And this is my judgment. I've not consulted with the Lord. But in my judgment, they constitute some of the greatest works. Right? Now, let us say we've gone to Nikau. The works that Nikau were done in Nikau, and Nikau said, what? This is the light that those people are hosting? There are things we cannot talk about, and you're not permitted to talk about it. I've closed his mouth so that he doesn't talk more. Hallelujah. He knows what I have refused him to talk. Hallelujah. And they're like, this is the light these people are carrying? If those works were done in you, people would be going out there and looking for those 5,000 souls. And saying, come and see. And then there are people who I have, firstborn here, who are saying, for me, I am not a soul winner. After all, the ministry is prophetic. You were like that. Hallelujah. Now you can see a prophet, a certified prophet, is winning souls. Praise the Lord Jesus. We have a certified harlot. Certified. You know, Gabach, they have weighed you. Nebakuanika neka certificate. No, na iso wa harlot. Nebajimusimba. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Certified harlot. Disregards everything and goes and preaches Christ. I don't know what it is that is holding you back. I don't want even to know. And I don't need to know. What you need to know is that the light you have received is great enough to break it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord was showing me, there is a place, I will not mention it, where these people don't know officially, and they are not supposed to know officially. And you know, over the last past weeks, they've begun to, more people have gotten to know that we are walking with the prophet all along. So today I was shocked when I passed and they were like, prophet of God. And you know, they are passing the other side, you know. You understand, eh? And I'm thinking to myself, these ones have not even seen any great works. They have seen nothing. Some have heard, and that's all there is. Some have tested a bit. That's all. Some have seen just shadows. That's all. They have not touched. They have not touched. And the scripture is saying that if the works which were done in you were done amongst them, imagine if with the little they have received, they are already repenting. To repent is how you receive what God has given you. How you receive it. Has God given you a Jew? Or he has given you a Savior? Praise the Lord Jesus. That is the repentance God is saying. Hallelujah. Let me end this with this word. Jesus is found in the temple, and then he says something very powerful. He says that, didn't you know, at age 12, didn't you know that I ought to be about my father's business? Praise the Lord. When he comes here, Bruno comes here, my son Bruno comes here, a son of whom I'm well pleased. When he comes here and then he tells you, my father, you don't know what the journey has been and the influence that there is. Praise the Lord. But the question is, are you about your father's business? Or you cannot even recognize your father? You're still at the level where you're dealing with a Jew. You go to Samaria and you're telling them, I've met a Jew. Hallelujah. The Jew does not have an anointing that is supposed to help those people. The anointing that is supposed to help those people is not on the Jew. The anointing is on the prophet. And a greater than a prophet. That is where the anointing is. Don't hide the light under a bushel. To think that Rahab actually could have saved those many people. Okay, that's true. Some would have rejected these guys. But some would have, like Rahab, would have been of noble heart. And said, let us spare them. And they would have been saved. Praise the Lord Jesus. Look at Jonah. He condemned an entire city by hiding light. Condemned them to destruction. Until God told him, what are you doing? And then he was forced to go. Reluctantly forced to go. The scripture says, because you know he wanted them destroyed. The scripture says that from the king to the slave, they went fasting and, you know, and then even their animals. Basically, you get the kadoga and you make it, you make it also fast. Praise the Lord Jesus. Even the animals were fasting in repentance. These were people that a prophet had condemned to be destruction. And God could not save them except through the prophet. Guys, the more you shine, you hide the light God has lit in you and before you under a bushel, you don't know how many souls you are condemning. You don't know how many souls you are condemning. Hallelujah. The season is now. The season is now. There's a message we've put out for this season. God has called you to work and to action. The vision speaks, part one. It's already out, or should be out, I think, probably tomorrow, but one should be out. Share it. Share it for about one entire week and more, because you know what is coming. We've talked about it. That will prepare certain people. Hallelujah. After that, there will be the Vision Speaks, part two. Share, keep on sharing, keep on talking about, keep on doing what you are doing. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's rise to our feet.